This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
I'm not a photographer, but I can picture me and you together. I seem to have lost my phone number. Can I have yours? Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again? Is it hot in here, or is it just you? You're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Okay, right. Thanks for those, Neil. I'm Finn, and Neil has just said a few chat-up lines. They weren't from me, Neil, were they?
No, they were just examples, Finn, just examples.
That's a relief. Now, I'm no expert in chatting people up, of course, so I've just searched online, and most websites say don't use a chat-up line like Neil just did. They're quite traditional, even quite cheesy, which means they're of bad quality. They're the kind of thing that make you groan like this. That's a groan. So maybe if you're very confident, or if you say them in a funny way, they might just work. But otherwise, what can you say if you want to chat someone up? Can we teach you anything to help you chat people up in English? Let's listen to some examples. So we've got Neil here again with Helen. Let's see if he can do a better job this time. Let's imagine they're waiting at a bus stop. Does Neil do a good job?
Hi. Have you seen the 185 go by?
No, I haven't. I've only just got here.
Right, okay. It's really hot, isn't it? It's hot today.
Yeah, it's a lovely day.
Yeah. So, have you got a lighter?
No, I don't smoke.
Mm-hmm. No, neither do I.
Right.
So, can I have your phone number?
No.
All right.
Ah, okay. Well, that wasn't too good. It started well. Neil started by asking something about their surroundings. He broke the ice. Now, that's a good phrase. To break the ice is to say or do something in a situation where people don't know each other. Maybe the situation's a bit tense or a bit cold, like ice. And then you say something that helps people relax and talk to each other.
Hi. Have you seen the 185 go by?
Now, Neil continued with another line about their surroundings. Is it hot today? Now, that's fine. But then after that, it started to go a bit wrong. Listen again. What do you think he did wrong?
So, have you got a lighter?
No, I don't smoke.
Mm-hmm. No, neither do I.
Right.
So, can I have your phone number?
No.
All right.
Yeah, Neil was a bit too direct, huh? He should have probably made sure that she was interested, or at least a little bit interested, before asking for Helen's number. So, sorry, no points for Neil there. If you want to chat someone up, you do need to be confident, but you also need to listen. So both listen to what they say and listen to their body language, the way they're sitting or looking at you. So ask questions, of course, but also listen. Now, time for another example. Let's see if Catherine can do any better. Now, she's just seen a very handsome man at a conference. That's Rob. And she wants to chat him up. It's lunchtime and Rob is helping himself to a nice free sandwich at this conference. Catherine goes across to speak to him. How does she do?
Nice sandwiches.
Yeah, you can't beat a free sandwich.
You can't, can you? Have you tried the sushi? It's quite good, you know.
Actually, no. It does look good.
The salmon sashimi is incredible, but your cheese sandwich looks nice as well.
Oh, thanks very much.
Anyway, how's the conference? Are you having a good one?
Yeah, not bad. I'm doing a presentation this afternoon.
Oh, what's it about? Anything good?
Yeah, water pipes.
Water pipes? Fascinating. You'll have to tell me all about that.
Oh.
Can I join you while you have your cheese sandwich?
Yeah, okay then.
Lovely.
Right. So Catherine did a few things there that helped keep Rob interested. She started by breaking the ice, which is good. She commented on their surroundings, in this case, lunch. She said,
"Nice sandwiches."
And then she suggested something just a bit different, maybe to make herself sound interesting. She said, "I like the sushi," and asked if he'd tried it.
Yeah, you can't beat a free sandwich.
You can't, can you? Have you tried the sushi? It's quite good, you know.
Actually, no.
Now, Rob didn't seem too interested, so Catherine asked another question, but nothing too personal.
Anyway, how's the conference? Are you having a good one?
They're at a conference, so asking about the conference isn't too personal. And she showed interest in what Rob was saying.
Yeah, not bad. I'm doing a presentation this afternoon.
Oh, what's it about? Anything good?
Yeah, water pipes.
Water pipes? Fascinating. You'll have to tell me all about that.
And then when she was confident that he was just a bit interested in her, she bravely asked an important question.
Can I join you while you have your cheese sandwich?
Yeah, OK then.
Lovely.
OK, so well done, Catherine. And let's summarise some points from those two conversations. First, break the ice by commenting on something around you. And then just ask a few questions. Nothing too personal. And remember, do listen to what they have to say. And finally, don't be scared to ask a slightly more direct question at the end. It might be your only chance. Now, all these skills are important in normal conversation too. So don't worry if you're married or you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or you just don't want to chat someone up. You don't need to chat someone up to use these skills. It's still good to know how to break the ice and how to listen well. So there we go, the art of chatting someone up, as brought to you by BBC Learning English. Before I go, has anyone ever told you you look like Angelina Jolie?
That was BBC Learning English.